Good morning. My name is Joy Sheree Currents and representing Grace Ministries. And I am here with
Juanita Cradle, Adoption Specialist at Midlands Adoptions.
And today we're just going to ask a few questions in honor of Adoption Awareness Month. The month of November is Adoption Awareness. So I was curious and reached out to Juanita. She has experience in this industry. So let's get started. So Juanita, what is National Adoption Awareness for the month of November?
So basically we just highlight adoptions and the joy of creating a forever home. One of our biggest ways we honor Adoption Day, Adoption Month.
Absolutely.
Is with Adoption Day. And this year Adoption Day is on November 25th. And basically that is where the family courts take that whole day. They clear their dockets for just adoption. Mm-hmm. And it's in different areas, different regions of the state. And it's one of our biggest highlights, what we are excited, our Super Bowl, if you will.
Okay.
It's one of our biggest things, yes.
Yes, okay, awesome. Second question, can you share a successful story of a child being adopted? Or any other story of that matter?
Yeah. So a little bit about my background. I worked previously with licensing, so working with foster parents and things like that. And coming over to adoptions, I got to see the whole arc of this one family. They started off in adoptions. They waited for about 3 years. They didn't have a placement. They came over to fostering, and I got to work with them on the foster care side. And I got to place the child in their home. I said, you know, let's give it a try. This child had an issue, you know, getting attached to parental figures, things like that, you know, due to trauma.
Right.
I gave the family the backstory, told them to give the child a try, and long story short, they ended up adopting him. He fits so well into the family. You know, they say it's one of the best decisions that they made, and, you know, to think that it took 3 years, but, you know, just that leap of faith of, we're gonna go and we're gonna try.
Wow.
And yeah, they're living a really good life. They send me pictures every once in a while, and yeah, it's one of my favorite stories of a forever family.
Yes. So in a way you had to assist. Pause. For those who don't really know Juanita, Juanita and I met in undergrad. I probably should have put that in the introduction, but we met in undergrad. And you might as well say we were roommates with another gang as well that we were associated with. So it's a lot of giggle and laughter behind the scenes, but I promise you, you know, these questions, again, are in honor of National Adoption Awareness Month, but you may hear our character, you know, and our personality throughout this interview. So in a way, you had to assist and mentor the child.
Mm-hmm. Well, more so on the family side, you know, getting them prepared, getting them to fully understand what all comes with it. Because like I said, the child did have experienced trauma.
Yeah.
He had a hard time connecting with parental figures. So I really had more hand with the family, getting them prepared, showing them, you know, reminding them of what children from traumatic
that redirection.
Exactly. You know, preparing them for that long haul,
that
because
long
adoption
haul.
Is for real. That is forever. Well, it's intended to be that forever. You know, we don't want to re-traumatize that child.
Correct.
You know, so to help that family, you know, train and you know, prepare and, you know, be in that support system for that family. Because, you know, it's not always easy. You know, it's a whole nother person in the household, whole nother personality, somebody else you have to take care of. So sometimes they just needed somebody that could understand where they were coming from. And that was me. They, you know, they called me many times saying, hey, we're struggling with X, Y, and Z. Like, what can we do? And being able to help, you know, doing home visits, you know, because just to help everybody better understand and better, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Integrate into that blended forever home. It was an amazing journey, and I'm really, really happy for them. I still keep in touch with them.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay, so in your professional opinion, what are the benefits for children and youth when individuals increase awareness through social media and word of mouth?
The biggest benefit, I would say, is that increase of homes. The more word of mouth, the more social media content that's out there, mm-hmm. it causes more people to be interested. It causes more people to want to know what's going on, what is this about, which mm-hmm. then gives us more homes to provide to these children. Because often what we say here in my office is that it's a family for every child, not a child for every family. Meaning that we are more catered toward that child's needs and what they need to get for support from a family. So we look at that child and then we try to match them up with a family that's able to provide and support certain things, you know, which is fine. You know, everybody has different preferences, different things that they're able to do. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, some families may be able to cater more so to younger children. You know, they may have that patience. They may be able to sit and say, okay, this child is struggling with speech. I can take that time mm-hmm. and sit and work with them with speech. The patience is a big one, okay? The patience is a big one. Whereas we may have other families that can do better with older children. Like, you know, I can take the time out and actually, you know, help them apply to college or whatever the case may be, or actually sit down and help them with different things as far as self-esteem and stuff is concerned.
Life skills. Hygiene.
Especially feminine hygiene, but yes, that's a whole nother topic. I mean, all that to say, because, you know, when you're talking about adoption, the parents have to be with every phase of life. But when you're starting off with the children that are in care, you know, we have teens that need to be put in a home mm-hmm. where somebody mm-hmm. can help them where they are now. Versus, you know, when you do get to adopt a baby, you can grow with them. Right. So I think social media, word of mouth, helps us get more homes, more families, more people that, which otherwise we couldn't have. You know, we can only do so much within our job, within our range. So sometimes we need those that have worked with us before or that know about us to put that out there so we can have a better, for lack of better words, pool for our children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And there was something you said, so I'm going to bring it back to circle. Child adoption inspired movies like Disney, Tarzan, Elf, Annie, and many others. What ways are the positive? What are some positive values that touch the lives of both youth and newly adopted parents?
I think the biggest one is that representation matters. I think we hear that more and more and more throughout society, you know, how important it is for youth to see themselves displayed mm-hmm. in various situations of various lights. And with movies such as those, to see these blended families, Tarzan, for one, I think is a really good one, because far-fetched, but you have this human child being raised by monkeys, something that children, believe it or not, understand, that can see, like, if this child can be raised by animals completely different than him, I can be raised by people completely different than me, yes. You know? And same for families. Like, you know, we get that representation. We understand what's being said, that you know, it's not about what you look like, but that love you have to give. And I think that's one of the big things, like movies like those try to get the audience to see. It's that love that you're really willing to give to create that family, you know?
Yeah, and then it goes back to what you said about looking at the needs mm-hmm. and that matching. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it's a whole circle. It's not really circle. As hard as people assume mm-hmm. or make it out to be.
It's really not. It's really not. You have the heart, the love, the ability, the patience. There's your forever home right there.
Hmm. Okay. So then what are some ways individuals can get involved as a way of giving back to the community in regards to adoption?
So the biggest thing here in my office, our adoption and foster care unit are very closely linked, because most of our children that are eligible for adoption come from foster care.
Okay.
So one of the biggest things that can be a help within the community is just various volunteer efforts. Going back to that word of mouth, that mm-hmm. social media impact. One thing, going back to my history, my background a little bit, working in foster care, licensing with the foster parents, those donations came rolling in for various children, you know, bringing awareness like there's children in need, not just babies. Because sometimes I think people get the idea, oh, there's babies, you know, babies. But we have teenagers too. We have middle schoolers too. And being involved in getting clothes or different things, school supplies, things like that help tremendously. Seeing the look on children's faces when you get to go to their homes or they get to come and pick up their items and say, hey, somebody took the time out to get this specifically for you.
Right.
It boosts their morale, it boosts their self-esteem to know that there's people out there that care for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have families that aren't actively looking to foster or to adopt, but there's ways such as donations, volunteering, being involved with different events that we may hold or host, getting people out, that word of mouth, that social media really, really helps. So those are some ways to help in the community.
Yes. Okay, I like that. And I think I had one more question. Unfortunately, the awareness part is once a year. And I think you might have kind of described it in the community part, community engagement. But what are ways in which you see the community could maintain this awareness throughout the year?
Definitely back to that social media, word of mouth, those volunteer efforts. And honestly, I talked about Adoption Day because that's a big thing for us, but adoptions happen all year round. So even with families that are willing to share those stories, you know, in the middle of April or June, January, that, you know, re-sparks people's interest. Like, oh my goodness, they got to do it. Let me see what's going on there.
Let me take a peek out this window.
Right.
let me open up these blinds.
Right. Let me get a better view. Let me clear my glasses a little bit. You know?
Why?
Right. Yes, things like that definitely help reignite that interest, that spark throughout the year. And we try to hold different events to cater towards, you know, adoptions and even foster care, shameless plug, foster care, you know, foster parents. So we try to keep that going as often as we can.